You know, we have an enemy, and he does not want you to be effective. He does not want you to be an effective person out in the world for the Lord. He does not want you to be, he doesn't want any more ambassadors for Christ. So if he can bog us down in worry, bog us down in grief and a feeling of defeat, you know, like if he can make us feel like we're helpless, make us feel like we're, you know, we're dreaming if we think America could ever be won back to God, all these things, like it's futile, all those feelings, then it takes away our power, right? Takes away our ability to really go out and be strong, because God says very clearly in the Bible that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So how do we get that joy back? Hi, ladies. Diane Canada here with Lady Up America. It is Tuesday. It is March 19th, and I am so glad you're here today. Y'all, today, our title is The Woman in the Mirror. Be right back. Okay, ladies. So I have a lot on my heart that I want to share today. I'm going to try real hard to rope it in and keep it succinct, but you know, it's a lot, lot going on in here today. So the reason I wanted to call this The Woman in the Mirror is because my heart is really, really heavy for a lot of the women that I've been encountering lately. I have myself been feeling really heavy, and I feel like before we can go out and really influence anyone else, we have to be okay on the inside. Like we have to be pouring out from a full cup and not a depleted one. When we're trying to encourage other people, it's important that we also stay encouraged. When we're trying to bring joy into the world, it can't be contrived joy. It needs to be real joy. So today, I just think it's really important that we do a heart check and that we fill up our cup so that then we can go have plenty to pour out onto other people. What do you think? Sound like a good plan? All right. So how do we do this? Where do we start? First of all, a lot of us are dealing with a lot of personal pain. We have relationships that are taking a nosedive because of political differences. We are borderline depressed because of all of the news cycles that are just hitting us. We just feel exhausted. A lot of us have just turned the news off. We're not even watching it anymore. A lot of us are genuinely worried about our children and our grandchildren, wondering if they're going to enjoy the same freedoms that we've known. There's a lot to worry about. We look at what's happening at the border and we see the children that are being trafficked. We see so much over-sexualization that is being poured out on our youngins. I mean, I don't need to tell you, I'm sure, all the things that there are to be genuinely concerned about in our country right now. We're in the middle of an election season. I mean, there's just so much hitting us, right? But we have got to not focus on all of the things that we see that depress us or that bring us down, even though it's so easy to do. Right? It's so easy to just marinate on this stuff. We have to intentionally change the channel in our mind. And that does not mean that we are ignoring what's going on or that we are burying our head in the sand or pretending that it's not going on. None of that. What we have to do instead, I think, is focus on what we can do. Focus on knowing our place in the dance. And knowing that God is our leading man, right? Knowing his place in the dance and that we are not Jesus Jr. I say this all the time, but I have to constantly remind myself, and maybe you could use some reminding on this too. Like our hearts are heavy and we want to fix things. We want to bring people around. We want to wake people up. We want to take our stand, all of these things. And that's all noble and it's all understandable and it's all lovingly. I think it's all coming from a loving and genuine place. I really do believe that. But if we are constantly focusing on trying to fix it in the areas where we're kind of out of our dance space, We're stepping into God's lane. That's where we can get in trouble. Do you guys remember the movie Dirty Dancing? And I know back when I was still a pagan, right? I mean, I probably wouldn't watch that movie now, but when I was coming up, it was a very popular movie. And, you know, there's a lot of lessons that can be learned from that movie, but obviously it was not a, what I'd call a biblical movie, not in any stretch. But there's this one cute part in the movie where they're, you know, where Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze are learning to dance together. And he's teaching her, he's like, look, this is my dance space and this is your dance space. And he's wanting her to not cross that line. Well, this is very similar, not to compare Dirty Dancing to God, but just ride with me here for a minute, that we have to know where our dance space ends and where God's begins. We need to be constantly reminding ourselves that our only job is to take a stand for the Lord and to sow seeds. His job is to actually move hearts and win hearts to him. I know I talk about a lot in this program how we can win hearts and minds. God actually does the winning. We're just the vessels that he does it through. He works through human beings to win people to him. But I want to make sure that I'm being really clear here that we are not the ones doing the winning. Okay, it's God working through us and he's winning them. So our job is to take a stand. What does that mean? It means to show up in conversations, in tough conversations or in tough rooms or whatever that God might call you into, to show up in those with a confidence and with a knowing that you're showing up in his authority and in his strength, not our own. So we're boldly coming into rooms and we're taking territory in those rooms, right? But in a graceful way, just the presence of the Lord in us is what is going to give us that. It's nothing that we conjure up. It's nothing that we can do. Just walking when we're full of the Lord and we are prayed up and we are concentrating on the right things and we are not focusing on the doom and gloom and we're doing our part to stay in our Bibles and be obedient to him and stay in prayer, walking in close intimacy with him. These are the kinds of things I'm talking about. Then when we show up in a room, that's how we are taking a stand for him. We are walking in with the presence of God in us, and that commands authority, that commands attention, just that. Then with our words and with the fruit that God calls, you'll know them by their fruit, the way we act, the way we behave, all of that is further proof of that authority in us. So when we are patient with people and we bring peace into a room, not just want to try to go get peace somewhere, but we're actually bringing peace. We're the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers, but the peacemakers. You know, we're being kind to people. We have a humility about us. We're exhibiting self-control. All these things, the fruit of the Spirit is evident in us, in our walk, right? Then, so we have God's power in us. We come in, we can command a room. Then we're walking out the fruit of the Spirit. We're blameless in our behavior. Then the words that we speak, which is what we learn here in Lady Up America, a lot of how to approach these conversations to actually help people drop their guard. And we sort of guide them to their own aha moment, guide them to see things for themselves. That's our part, right? We are planting the seeds in these people. God does the watering and he does the harvesting. And the harvesting is none of our business. So that's what I mean when I say our dance space, his dance space. And one of the things I just got to tell you that I've been really having to catch myself doing lately is realizing I'm in his dance space. I've been moving over into it a little bit by just carrying on the weight of the world, being so worried and so concerned about things that are so far beyond my scope, right? These children coming across the border that are just breaking my heart, that are being trafficked, all these things I named off earlier, right? It starts to get me into a place where it's hard for me to be a person of influence because I'm just so bogged down with the worry and the anxiety and the sadness and the grief and all these things, right? I'm not tapped into my joy. I'm allowing these other emotions to take over. And so I'm just checking myself on this. And maybe if this is going to be a good check for you today too, then I hope that this will help. We have to make sure that We're in our Bible. And when I say that, y'all, every morning before your feet hit the floor, before you try to take on the day, before you turn on any news, before you go out and try to interact with anybody, you need that first conversation needs to be with the Lord. I can't stress how important it is. And going through and putting on your armor, you know, we have an enemy and he does not want you to be effective. He does not want you to be an effective person out in the world for the Lord. He does not want you to be, he doesn't want any more ambassadors for Christ. So if he can bog us down in worry, bog us down in grief and a feeling of defeat, you know, like if he can make us feel like we're helpless, make us feel like we're, you know, we're dreaming if we think America could ever be won back to God, all these things, like it's futile, all those feelings, then it takes away our power, right? Takes away our ability to really go out and be strong, because God says very clearly in the Bible that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So how do we get that joy back? So let's go back to this idea of the mirror. So when you look in your mirror, what are you seeing? When you look in your mirror, are you being hard on yourself? Are you beating yourself up anywhere? Is there any unforgiveness in your heart, even toward yourself, any toward anybody else? Anything that you're doing that you need to clean up? Do you need to get back right with the Lord? Have you slipped? Have you fallen? You know, have you backslidden in any way? Fallen back into some sin? Whatever it is, we need to do that housekeeping step that I always talk about in here. We got to start with the woman in the mirror. You know, I'm not saying that we're going to walk out a perfect life, that we're not going to slip up, that we're not going to make mistakes. We are. But I think the goal is the distance between slipping away and coming back needs to get shorter and shorter and shorter. So like if we do make a mistake, or if we do fall into this worry and depression, if we do get into our pity parties, whatever it is, if we do sin, whatever, I think we need to acknowledge it quickly. We need to repent quickly. We need to come back into line with God quickly and then forget about it. Go on and get back to work. God tells us, you know, the Holy Spirit will convict us of things, even allowing, you know, negative feelings to take root and really start to grow up in us. Like all of these things are going to happen. I mean, we're human beings, right? It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're all susceptible to that as human beings. But when we immediately, as soon as we recognize it, like even if you're just a little down in the dumps, or even if you're just sort of, you don't feel like you're really engaged in your day or in your life right now, you know, identify that right away and say, wait, something's off. Something's wrong. What could be wrong? And then sit with the Lord and pray about it and ask him to show you where have I gotten off track? And he will show, he's so faithful to show us, right? And then that he will convict us. He never condemns us though. So conviction is him just saying, hey, something's off here. Something's not right. I'm not going to leave you alone until you make this right. That's a whole different thing than condemnation, where you should feel bad and shame and all that, right? That's from the enemy. That's not from God. But the conviction is important. So when we know that we've fallen away, we've stepped away, or whatever it is, we need to get back very, very quickly as we possibly can, and then get right back to work. Forget about it. Shake it off. God says, I've forgotten your sins. They are as far as the east is from the west. They're on the bottom of the ocean floor. He remembers them no more. So get back to work. So that's the first thing. But checking with ourselves in the mirror and saying, how am I doing? You know, just look at yourself in the mirror and say, how am I today? How am I doing? How am I really doing? You know, when we're out there in the world and we're trying to be, we're putting on a facade that we're okay, but we're really not. I hope you understand that people can tell, like they know you're not okay. It's like our body language, the things we say, it gives us away. So I really want you to just check in with yourself today and say, how am I doing? And maybe you're carrying some pain. I'm carrying some pain over my son and my granddaughter. You know, we're all carrying it in a way. But this is a reminder that we're not carrying this alone. Like we really, I guess when the truth be known, we really shouldn't be carrying it at all. it's, we're going to be hurting, right? I guess that's what I'm trying to say is we're going to, it hurts, like life hurts, right? But we can give that care and that worry and that anxiety and that hurt and all that over to the Lord. We can hand it to him and let him carry it because he's so much more capable than we are. And then he gives us back in exchange. He gives us a joy. And that joy is not like a giddiness and a silliness and a happiness where it's dependent on outside circumstances or it's contrived. It's more of a knowing on the inside, he's got us and he's working it for our good in some way, even though it doesn't look that way now. We may not be able to perceive it now. He's working it out for our good in some way. So when we know that, then we can go, okay, Lord, I trust you. I don't understand, but I trust you. And I'm going to go out today and I'm going to serve you. And I'm going to look at the things that are beautiful. When God tells us in the Bible to think on things that are pure and good and are of good report, that's what I'm trying to get to today, is that we have to change the channel in our mind. We got to turn off the doom and gloom channel, and we need to turn on the encouragement channel and the joy channel, right? And turn our focus away. Like literally think about it. Like you've been over here looking at all of this stuff that's upsetting, right? We literally have to change the channel like a remote. Go, nope, I'm not going to watch that channel anymore. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to watch this channel. And that's where the Bible comes in. Where when we're in our Bibles, it fills us up. It fills our cup. And doing it first thing in the morning before you go out and face the day is so important, because if we do, if we're not going out and working from a full cup, then just the stresses of the day, the incidents of the day, the things that can happen throughout the day can just throw us off, right? It's hard to come in after you've been beaten up by the world all day and feel, you know, refreshed. But if we start off the day like that, then it's like a lot of the things of the day just sort of fall off of us. They don't penetrate like they would if you weren't armed up and suited up in God before you go out. So in the morning, when you're in front of your mirror and you're putting your makeup on, you're getting your hair done, I want you to also put on your spiritual armor. Go through, it's in Ephesians, but put on your shoes of peace and your belt of truth, your breastplate of righteousness, your helmet of salvation, your royal robe of favor. Give it a color every day. Whatever your outfit is that day, pick that color virtually in your mind, that you're putting on your royal robe and that you're surrounded with his uncommon favor like a shield. You know, put on that shield of faith. Literally in the mirror, just hold up your hand like you were lifting that shield up over your body. You know, in the Roman days, the shield went all the way from head to toe. And so you literally can deflect off every dart that the enemy can send. Put on your sword of his word, you know, wield it around. And that's the scripture. You know, I am more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you're wielding it around, right? But when you're putting on your makeup, when you're doing your hair, also in that mirror, put on your spiritual armor for the day after you've been in your Bible and you've been praying that morning. This is our only hope, ladies. I got to tell you, and even when you do this, I'm not going to say that there won't be sad and rough days, because there will. But we got to start putting our minds on the things we can do and turning our focus to the fights we can win. In Lady Up America, when I talk about approaching conversations with that boldness and with that strength, with that joy, and with that knowing that you're only there to plant seeds and take a stand. You're not there to convince and convert and all of that. You're only there to take a stand and to guide people to see these things for themselves. But God is the one that does the convincing, or he's the one that does the winning. We're just the vessel that he's working through in order to achieve that. Starting with the woman in the mirror. So recap today. How are you? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a depressed woman? Do you see someone who's depleted? Well, let's fill you back up. I want to tell you that the fact that you're even just listening to this show tells me that you want to be a difference maker. You want to show up for the Lord. You wouldn't be listening to me right now if you didn't. I know your heart is to be a warrior for God. And I know that you're heartbroken over what you're seeing in our country. I know you are. I'm right there with you. It is hard to watch, but let's focus on Him. Keep our eyes on Him. That's where our strength is. That's where our joy is. That's where our strength is. Okay. So how are you in the mirror? How are you really? Are you pouring from a depleted cup or a full one? Let's make sure you get filled up in the morning. When you're putting on your makeup and doing your hair, make sure you're also putting on your spiritual armor, and then go out into this world and choose to change the channel. Don't watch the doom and gloom channel. When you come out into your living room or into your kitchen, don't just flip on Fox News or whatever it is that you're watching. You know, make sure, and if you do flip it on, make sure that you've already been watching the spiritual encouraging channel before you flip that on. Don't come out undressed, not fully suited up and not fully dressed, and then try to take that on. We need to change the channel in our minds and probably even in our homes. I'm not saying we don't need to see what's going on with the news. We do, but we don't need to sit and marinate on it all day. Change the channel. Change the channel. And let's fight the fights we can win. Our job is to stand, and our job is to sow. The harvest is up to the Lord. And by the way, when you look in your mirror, let me just tell you, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Your heart is beautiful. You want our country to be okay. You want your children and your grandchildren to know freedom. That's beautiful. And I think you're beautiful. All right, let me pray with you. Oh, Father God, there's so much in this world that could bring us down to our knees, Lord. But there's also so much in this world that is good. Lord, you have a purpose and a plan for everything, and we can't understand it. But we know and we trust, Lord, that you are working it for good in the way that only you can. Lord, help us to release our need to understand everything. Let it be enough that we know you and we don't have to understand everything, that we can just trust. That's what faith is all about, Lord, that we just trust you. I pray over this precious woman, Lord, that she would look in the mirror from this point forward and she would know how beautiful she is to you. She is your daughter. You love her. You love her family. And Lord, help her to just feel that today. I just ask that you just wrap her in that love today, Lord, and in that peace that surpasses understanding. Lord, help us to show up for you and to speak from a full cup, Lord. Fill us up. Fill her up, Lord, that she would be so effective for you in this world, in her family, in her friend groups, in her neighborhoods, in her communities, in her workplace, Lord. Just give her supernatural ability to influence. And Lord, for us to know our dance space and to not encroach on yours. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough, but we're tough. We've got this. We've got this. Lady up. I'll see you tomorrow. Lady up around this time. Lady up around this time. Victory on the back.